where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes a-peeking into where I'm sleeping, where the songbirds say hello. And I want to wander through the orange groves, where as children we would play. And so I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. You can watch the sunrise on the ocean, and then the same day you can watch the moonlight on the bay. And in the winter, spring, summer, fall, anytime at all, another perfect Florida day. Her roads and highways go to great places where so many fine folks stay. That's why I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. So I'll make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. There's a song that's 153 years old. It goes all around the little farm. I wandered back when I was young. Here many happy days I squandered, many's a song I sung. But all the world is sad and weary everywhere I roam. I am lonely and my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. One little hut among the brushes, one that I love. Still, sadly, to my memory rushes, no matter where I roam. Would you sing the chorus? All the world is sad and dreary everywhere I am. I'm lonely and my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. Is all the world is sad, dream. I'm lonely and my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam. Still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home. And all the world is sad and dreary everywhere. I'm lonely and my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. Now, I saved the first verse in the hopes that you'd sing it with me. You might know it. It's the one that goes, way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away. Here's where my heart is turning ever. Here's where the old folks stay. But all the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. I'm lonely and my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. I want to do a real new song. This one's only 53 years old. And I can't do it without a little bit of introduction. It's written by a fellow named Norman Hendry, and he wrote it in 1949. And do I need to do anything? Well, I like you too. Need a little affirmation. Mr. Hendry wrote this song about the place that he was most fond of on earth. And it's a place that you probably would never suspect now. It's Perry, the old Fen Holloway River. The year he wrote this song, 1949, and it coincides with the year that the state legislature legislated the Fen Holloway to be the state's one and only industrial river. And it's had a long and storied past, and people who lived their lives around where Mr. Hendry lived his seemed to get cancer a whole lot earlier than lots of folks, and cancer took Mr. Hendry. They've cleaned it up to some degree or another, depending on whose tale you listen to. It used to be a really stinky river, and if there were two or more of you in a car when you crossed the Fen Holloway River, everyone would look at each other askance. Now, for some reason or another, even though it isn't all that much cleaner, it doesn't stink, and I'm not real sure why that is. It's been in the news a lot lately, as a matter of fact, yesterday and the day before, both over a pipeline that Buckeye Cellulose is proposing that be built to take the effluent through the town of Perry and dump it out at the mouth of the Fen Holloway River at the Gulf. And I don't want to get preachy, and I really don't even, I don't even have real strong feelings, because I don't know what folks would do in Perry if it weren't for the Buckeye Cellulose paper plant, but there must be something else. I just think it's ironic to consider Mr. Hendry's love for his river and his home in the context. He said, "I know you've heard of the Shannon and the sleepy Rio Grande, but there's a lovely river down here in Dixieland. A stream flows from San Pedro Bay and westward winds its way. Now you should know about the old Fen Holloway. And I know you'd be so happy here. The climate's always mild. So when we have our rainy days, we take them with a smile. The folks who live along her banks with me would surely say, there's nothing to surpass the old Fen Holloway. Fed by the springs along her banks, God's gift to ailing man. And those who take her waters praise our sunshine land. 'Cause the nearest thing to the fountain of youth that God's given man are those springs that give men life and hope down here in Dixieland. And I know you'd be so happy here. The climate is so mild. So when we have our rainy days, we take them with a smile. The folks who live along her banks with me would surely say, there's nothing to surpass the old Fen Holloway. Now at the close of every day, I bow my humble head, and to him who made this river and gives my daily bread, I send my thanks for all his gifts and pray he'll let me stay and live out my days along his old Fen Holloway. And I know you'd be so happy here. The climate is so mild, so even though we have our rainy days, we take them with a smile. All the folks who live along her banks with me would surely say they're nothing to surpass the old Fen Holloway. Now you should know about the old Fen Holloway. My thanks to Mr. Hendry's widow for sending me that song. I've been doing it now for the last 6 or 7 years, and it's become one of my favorites. I really anguished over what I was supposed to be doing for you today. I thought I only had 20 minutes, and it was with a certain amount of alarm that I found out that it was more like 30 or maybe 35. I'm supposed to make it till noon. There were a lot of very worthy songs that I said couldn't be played today. I told them. Maybe I'll have to revisit the issue, and one of them that I really had it in my heart to do, I'll do without much comment. But being as it's Memorial Day, my son John was a good boy and good to me. When we had hard times, well, he stood by me. We were in work and out of work and on the go. If he had complaints, I never heard one. He would pitch in and help me like a full-grown man. My son, John, John, my son. My son, John, went to college and he made his way. He had to earn every penny, but he paid his way. He worked summers and holidays and through the year. And it was no easy struggle that he won. But he laughed at the ones who thought he had it hard. My son, John, John, my son. Then my son John got a uniform and went away. With a band playing marches, he was sent away. And he wrote me a letter when he had the time. And he was losing his buddies one by one. And I prayed and tried not to read between the lines. From my son, John, John, my son. My son, John, came home yesterday. He's back to stay. Not a word to his father have I heard him say. He seems glad to be home, but I can't be sure. And when I asked him what he'd seen and done, he went up to his bedroom and he closed the door. My son John, John, my son. He went up to his bedroom and he closed the door. My son, John, John, my son. And thanks to any veterans. And this is going to be awfully indulgent too, because I want to tell you about something that I'm really proud of. I got very little, you know, very little to be proud of, all things considered. You know, I'm not that smart and not that handsome and not that rich. And but I want to tell you about Gamble Rogers, because one of the things that's really wrong with the festival is that Gamble isn't here. Gamble played all over the nation, actually all over the world, singing. He'd end his set with Will McLean's song about Osceola, and he'd give a little history lesson. He'd explain about Osceola being captured under a flag of truce and being sent to a prison in South Carolina and dying of something called Quincy and having his head cut off and stuck on a pole and paraded through the town of Charleston. And he'd explain how some patron of Florida went up and collected whatever remained of Gamble's body and brought it back and buried it in an unknown grave somewhere here in Florida. And he'd do it a cappella. And he told me a story one time about he was traveling with a woman named Jean Redpath, a folk legend. And as they drove in the car, he was explaining to her that he really wanted to do this Will McLean song. He just couldn't figure out what to do with it and how to do it. And she said she was unfamiliar with the song, so he sang it to her. And he said, well, why don't you just do it like that? So that began 20 years of him singing the song a cappella at the end of his shows. And it became his signature song. What I'm proud of is that when Will McLean died in 91, Gamble called me up and asked me to sing it with him at his funeral. He'd sing, deep in a dungeon down in St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat said, oh, chief, I beg you go and stand with me against our mortal foe. But Osceola raised his proud head high, said, do this ere I die. Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters, take the Seminole. There no white man can invade to leave you lying dead and cold. I shall not live among such evil men who'd mock the sign of truce, this flag of white. And honor not their given sacred word, my name will be the light that shines in every warrior's soul, in dark and hidden reaches, and they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land, must fight and fight again. Thank you. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and with those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land. Must fight and fight again. And the other one that I'm so proud of is this song by Don Grooms. It was his most popular song, and I liked it just like everybody else that hears it did. And I started singing it, and it kind of evolved into my own particular rendition and my style. I was kind of scared when Don Grooms heard it. He heard me do his version or my version of it, and he started doing it my way. It's a song. Song about them folks that got their own CBs and color TVs, and every third car on the road is some old man from Michigan in a Goddard Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway, you can hear him yelling breaker 19, but they only ever stopped by a bottle of pop and to pump out the sewer line. They got decals on the window saying where they've been and bumper stickers saying where they're bound. Pull into KOA and hit the hay, their feet never touch the ground. They got their own CB and a color TV and every third car on the road be Ma and Pa from Saginaw in a Goddard Winnebago. Well, now Winnebago, you probably know it's an old Chippewa Indian name. It means standing, stagnant, putrid water. Now, how's that for a claim to fame? I'd like to drive for hours through the land of the flowers, the home of the Seminole, and never see one man from Michigan in a Goddard Winnebago. They got their own CB and a color TV, and every third car on the road is some old man from Michigan in a Goddard Winnebago. Well, you can't go around sleeping on the ground with a sleeping bag and just your clothes, you know. Them cops will run you in unless you're from Michigan in a Goddard Winnebago. But someday when I'm old, when my reflex slow, when I got no business on the road, I'm going to move up north. I'm going to rent me one of them 175-foot-long Winnebagos. I'm going to find their busiest road. I'm going to get out there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in the left-hand lane with the right-hand turn, second line, go 15 miles an hour. I'm going to hire me 2.3 kids to sit in the back and throw crap out the windows and have me a seatbelt dangling out of one of the doors making sparks on the pavement in my Goddard Winnebago. They got their own CB and a color TV and every third car on the road. It's some old man from Michigan in a Goddard Winnebago. It's some old man from Michigan in his Goddard Winnebago.